Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. KTOO Media would like to acknowledge the Hle Nedi Wushkitan and Ak Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, and who traveled to and from their homes from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend on their immediate connection to the waterfront. And KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunalshish for your patience as we learn. I'm Andy Klein, back in the KTOO studios with you, and joining me now to talk about a really amazing event that's been happening now for 24 years in Juneau, the Women of Distinction event that's coming up on Saturday. Sarahlyn Tabachnik is here, the Deputy Director of AWARE. Sarahlyn, thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Thanks,
Andy. And one of the folks that is being acknowledged, Terry Stage Harvey. Terry, thanks so much for coming as well.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, Sarahlyn, let's start with you. Let's just talk a little bit about the 24 years. Kind of incredible, right?
Isn't that kind of incredible?
It's really awesome that you you all started this thing that's just become a tradition. I mean, so many things maybe don't get that, but it seems like it's something that just had traction right away.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the community recognized, and certainly AWARE and the board of directors recognized, that there are women in this community doing fantastic things that people have no idea about. And sometimes people have ideas about. But why not recognize them, honor them? We choose March for – we try around International Women's Day, which is March 8th. But, of course, it's also Women's History Month. So
okay.
It's been a great celebration. Started small and at the Baranoff, and just grew. And now, of course, is in all three ballrooms at Centennial Hall.
Yes, and it's a standing room only. The tickets go on sale. People are looking for them. All that kind of stuff. Always, right?
It's right, such a great event. Because it's our neighbors who are being honored, our friends, or people we recognize but don't really know.
And, yeah,
yeah.
Maybe people. Yeah, someone whose name you've heard for many years but never have gotten a chance to interact with them. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
What's the process? Tell me about the process. People get nominated, or how does that all work?
Yes, we ask the community to nominate women, and we generally in the summer put the nomination form out on our website, and we solicit nominations. The board of directors weaves through all of them. I have to say it's a challenge, mm-hmm. and select four to be honored each year.
Oh, so it's quite an amazing thing. So,
yeah.
Terry is one of the people to be honored this year. Tell me your reaction when you heard that was going to be happening this year.
When the woman who nominated me called and said, "I can't fill out this form without talking to you." we had this wonderful conversation.
You had a suspicion something was going on.
My name was going in the hat.
Right.
But the nomination form is actually really fascinating. I mean, it's pretty intense. And the questions that are asked. And it made for a lovely conversation with her of, well, here's why I do what I do and what drives me, what keeps me from being burnt out or bitter that people aren't doing what I want them to do. I mean, all those things that are easy to do when you're
sure.
working with lots of people. So I knew that the name was going in, and then it was fun. I was in the middle of making dinner when the board called, and I'm like, huh?
Right.
I'm on speakerphone. And whenever I'm on speakerphone, I want to start singing Feelings, and I have to kind of like hold that back. So.
Well, I mean, so for people who aren't familiar with you and your work that you do in the community, just maybe what's a brief bio on kind of what you do, what your daily life is, sort of the projects that you're working on and work on in Juneau?
My favorite thing about myself is that I like to juggle.
Okay.
This is like I really – if there are three objects just sitting there, I am very tempted to pick them up and juggle. And so I always want my bio to be that I'm a rubber chicken juggler. And I only lock up a few things at church – And my rubber chickens are one of them, along with the ping pong paddles.
But you mentioned church.
Oh, right. You want to actually know what I do.
Yes, yes.
I've been a pastor up here for – this is our 12th year. I've been a Lutheran pastor. I celebrated 20 years last summer. And so I'm a pastor at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran. And we started – we had a small food pantry and I would kind of be involved in that. But one thing that we noticed is in the summer it would get really busy and lots of kids. And we were like, wow, duh, kids are hungry in the summer. School's out. And so we started a summer lunch program. And
we've gotten to talk to you about that on this show before.
Right?
Yeah.
And here's what I love is I get to juggle. my kids really enjoy that and blow bubbles and sit and eat with kids. And I feel like I get a good sense of what's going on in our community when you sit at table with kids and they tell you everything. And in that point, was really recognizing the how many families were experiencing homelessness in our town and trying to find some other resources to meet that. And so started Family Promise to work with families who are homeless.
Sarah Lynn, when you were looking at the different applications and Terry's was one that started rising to the top, what were some of the things? What were some of the distinctions that she had in particular that that were discussed on the board level? And this might be embarrassing for her to have to listen to, but it's going to be an embarrassing night the whole night of people talking about you.
It's a really good question, Andy, because I try to keep some distance. I try to give that responsibility to the board.
Sure.
So. I think what Terry described, she started a lunch program for kids who are hungry.
Yep.
She started Family Promise for families who are homeless. Those are pretty huge things that have tremendous impacts in the community. I think there are many people who didn't recognize that kids are hungry in Juneau, or maybe don't even know that their kids are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's Terry shining a light on that and solving that problem.
Yeah. That's really good. Let's mention some of the other people there. Well, there's three other people that are going to be recognized.
That's right.
Let's mention them as we talk about this.
We're also honoring Donnie Gott, Lily Hope, and Hazel LeCount.
And I know you don't have their full bios here, but do you have a little bit about what each one of those people is kind of recognized in general for?
Yeah, sure. Donnie has done a lot of work with theater and volunteer work and working with kids and youth, and really is a tremendous force in that realm. Lily does a lot with weaving. In fact, she has connected with AWARE in working with many weavers across the country and across Alaska to create a strengthening robe for healing for survivors of domestic and sexual violence. And the plan is that that will be presented to AWARE in June.
Amazing way of linking a Native culture with art and with an issue that people are grappling with today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So really all this.
Right.
That's a little personal to AWARE, but that exemplifies one of the just how she moves through this community.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hazel LeCount is a gal who has been in Juneau about 6 or 7 years. And she arrived and really pulled herself. A friend said, hey, come to Juneau. And she did. And she had struggles before she came to Juneau. And she really pulled things together for herself. And she now works with housing and I forget exactly what her job title's called. Yeah. But she's working at Polaris House.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
Doing great things with folks there.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. That's a really interesting point. We think about this as Juneau Women of Distinction. You often think, oh, well, this is going to be someone who's been working for 40 years in Juneau doing something, but people can have immediate impacts, can't they? I mean, people can really just with their determination, with work, with figuring out how they can, use their talents, they can really have an immediate impact on people's lives and make a real difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Because also, you make a really good point. Having been at AWARE for so long, we've honored women in their 90s,
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And now we're honoring, I think, 3 out of 4 women are in their 30s, 40s, you know.
So, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah, the impact is tremendous.
You're laughing at the 3 out of 4 part.
You're saying 30.
She's one of them. Yeah.
Well, what are some of the things? Okay, well, you obviously you mentioned juggling, but what are some of the things that you would like for people to know about the work that you do that they can become involved in, that they can help with, that and ways that maybe they can make a difference in the community in a way that you have? Similar kind of thing.
I mean, programs for me are kind of the skeleton to put the flesh of compassion on. And so it's not all about the programs, but it's making those opportunities to interact with folks you might otherwise miss. And so we can always use volunteers to help with summer lunch. I think we have over 500 trained volunteers for Family Promise. We operate 365 days a year, so it's volunteer heavy. Mm-hmm. There are lots of opportunities, and if folks don't necessarily want to interact directly with people, there are other chances. We're always moving stuff. I'm like, if anyone had told me in pastor school, like how many tables and carts of food I would move, it's a good workout.
Right,
so,
yeah.
like there are. I think engaging and knowing what I tell people is, don't tell me what you can't do. Tell me what you can offer, and we'll take it and run with it.
Hmm. Are there things on the horizon for either of those programs or programs that you're hoping to look into that might be kind of next steps or things that you're thinking about?
There are always those things.
Yeah. What are some of those?
So the people who love me know if I start a phrase saying, wouldn't it be fun if – like they should just run.
Right.
I'm really fascinated in trying to make make some space for vocational training and really kind of meeting people where they are and what needs to happen to get a job, because that's different for every person. I am really interested in kind of the zero waste, being able to move more items that end up in our dump actually in a store-ish experience, something like that where it's not necessarily selling it, but just kind of moving some of that and using that as a way to train folks for the job market. There's always new experiences.
That, when you say that, I mean, I almost think of a model like a Goodwill type model or something like that. Is that what you're
thinking
about?
So I ran something like this, in Michigan. It was a quarter donation, and our big thing was that it's about moving the items quickly. And it was. It was a great way to train people. But that's down the horizon, and there's a lot that needs to go into that. But recognizing that sometimes folks just need something to start a resume. Or I'm also interested in microloan programs because we've also realized some folks, a couple $100 can make
really,
a huge difference. And so those are kind of dreams that I play with and work with. We were doing a lot with life coaching at church, and that's been a neat door to open.
Yeah.
But I like to play, and I like to dream and imagine and with other people and say, oh, we could do that.
Yeah, right. Well, Sarah Lynn, while I have you in here, just give us a little bit about what's happening with Aware right now. What are some of the things that's happening? What are some of the needs that maybe you're looking to the community for? And have an opportunity here to talk to people about what's going on at that really amazing organization.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah. We, of course, have our 24-hour shelter. So anybody in need of safe shelter is welcome. We're gender inclusive now. We've been for a couple of years. So everyone is welcome who needs a safe place to be, who has survived domestic or sexual violence, individuals, families. So we've got that going, of course, all the time. Our crisis line, 907-586-1090 or 1-800-478-1090. And again, someone's there 24/7. You need a ride or you're coming from a smaller community, we're able to bring you to safety in Juneau.
Yeah.
So we've got that happening. And then, of course, all the resources at the shelter, whether it's legal resources, advocacy for kids, working with families, individuals on different issues where as Terry was talking about meeting people where they're at, that's kind of what
That's a really interesting point. I think that there's services that AWARE provides that maybe people don't even think that you would provide it. Legal services to me is something that when you said it, I remembered, oh, yeah, that's right. I remember hearing that before, but it didn't occur to me right away.
Yeah.
If people think about AWARE as a resource for if you're having issues, it's a resource to call and you can at least kind of refer or you can work with people to figure out.
Right. Yeah. And you don't have to be in an emergency situation to call. Maybe you want to call and say, hey, this is happening or this happened to we get calls sometimes from adults talking about what's happening with their child in school. And this didn't feel right. And can can we talk about this? So sure, we can talk about all of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's such a great resource for the community to have.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
AWARE is amazing. And I appreciate having such a rich resource in town. And I'm excited to be part of the banquet. And
right.
I know.
Yeah.
Is there the ability for people to still go to the banquet if they haven't yet gotten tickets?
I think they can. They can, check on awareak.org, our website. So all the tickets are being sold through there.
Okay.
And it's tomorrow night.
Right. It's coming. Right? It's right around the corner here.
Boom. Yeah. Doors open at 5:30 at Centennial Hall. We have hors d'oeuvres, a no-host bar and silent auction. Tom Loker and Clay Good are providing
music. Oh, that's going to be fun.
Right?
I love that little combo they get.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah, yeah. And Clay gets out the brushes on the drum.
Right?
Yeah, it's good.
At 7 o'clock, we'll begin our program. Do you know who our MC is this year? Chris Sell.
Oh, very good.
Chris, right?
Yes. So that's great.
Yeah. Formerly of Juneau, back, right?
That's
right?
Terrific.
Back in town. Salisa Thole is going to be singing a song, which she has an amazingly beautiful voice. We'll have auction. We'll have a few speeches. And the, of course, main event is when each of the honorees speaks about what inspires her or whatever she wants to speak about. Has 7 minutes.
Did you know that yet?
I wrote about juggling.
I bet you could give a pretty good mm-hmm. – I bet you're pretty good with a 10-minute time frame speaking.
Seven minutes.
Seven minutes, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a light system? Do you have a yellow light?
We, the women speak and it's always so inspiring. And sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but, it's always very moving and just a delightful evening.
Well, congratulations, Terry Stage Harvey, for the recognition of the work you've been doing here.
Thank you.
And Sarah Lynn Tabachnik, thanks for coming in and telling us all about it. It's such a big – seems like the premier night for AWARE every year. This is such a fun night tomorrow night, such a great night for you guys.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Yeah,
thanks for always pronouncing my name correctly.
I know. Right.
Really,
see?
I never take that for granted.
That's right. Well, it's part of the gig. I'm supposed to do that. But, thank you so much to both of you, and congratulations again, and have a great night tomorrow night.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.